Good morning and welcome to our Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Nachshlee 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday as we consciously connect hearts and minds across the airwaves to deepen in our communion with the divine beloved, the ground of being, God in us as sons. And it's fitting that today, as it's the last Sunday of March, where we're honoring and celebrating women, that it's Mothering Sunday. I believe that mothers should hold the highest reverence that we have for another human being. I so love the quote that I shared yesterday by Sally Mary Radid, who said, "My mother was my first country, the first place I ever lived." When you think about how this extraordinary human gave life to us, for 9 months nurturing, carrying, and doing all that was necessary to keep us safe, healthy, until we were born into the world. And then once we came into the world, she was the one that bore her in her arms. She was the one that wiped away the tears. She was the one that nurtured and fed us. She was the one that protected and would lay down her life for us. I've heard many friends say, and many women say, that they never knew what love was until they had a child. And that absolutely they knew that there would be nothing that would be too much for them to do for their child. And whilst that may not be all women, certainly is the majority of women. And I looked at some of the incredible women in the Bible, which I'll go into another time. But one of the things that struck me, one of the many traits they had, was endurance. They had to endure sometimes long wait before they became pregnant, like Abraham's wife Sarah or Elizabeth, Zachariah's wife. They were well into their old age before they finally became pregnant. But the one that I want to speak to this morning is Hagar. Hagar was the maidservant of Sarah, and Sarah, as I just shared, had been barren without child for decades. And Hagar had been purchased in Egypt and was her slave. And she decided that she would give Hagar, this is Sarah, would give Hagar to Abraham so that she could perhaps conceive for him. And we know that in those days it was considered acceptable. If the wife couldn't bear the child, she would give her maidservant that responsibility. However, once Hagar became pregnant, Sarah's attitude towards her changed. She became abusive and arrogant, and finally, after badgering Abraham, got his permission to just treat her so appallingly that Hagar fled to the wilderness. And while she was there in the wilderness, having endured all of the tortures and the ill treatment of Sarah, an angel appeared to her and told her that she had to return home and continue enduring Sarah's punishment, because the child that she was carrying, Ishmael, would have many descendants and would be very significant and important. So she did, and she returned back home to endure more of Sarah's wrath. And about 14 years after Ishmael had been born, finally, as God had promised Sarah, she too bore a child. But now Sarah became anxious that perhaps Ishmael would become the heir to Abraham and her son would be cast out. And so again, she sent Hagar away into the desert. There, God, as God always does, sustained Hagar while she was there. What struck me about this is that all mothers endure. They endure the discomfort of their bodies that change as they go through pregnancy. They endure the pain of childbirth. They endure the sleepless nights to feed the baby. The endurance is something that mothers take on just naturally and do it without any thought or concern for their own well-being. And it is one of the many traits of mothers that we need to praise and acknowledge. I remember one day I was going into town by train, and they had disrupted the service where you had to take a bus to the next train station and there pick up the train. And I watched a young mother. She had maybe a 5-6-year-old, a 3-year-old, maybe a 2-year-old, and then a baby, 4 of them. And she struggled to get the pram into the coach that was going to take us. I offered to help, and then the coach driver stepped in and opened up the side of the bus to let her in. And then I walked back to leave enough space for her to be able to sit with the children. And so she was directly in front of me. And I marveled. I marveled at how she tried to keep them all entertained. And I leaned forward and whispered, and I said to her, "I think you're amazing." And she looked and she just said, "Oh, do you? Thank you." Because someone needed to tell her that how she was coping with these 4 children and how she was managing was amazing, and that she was amazing. Because I know that most mothers take whatever it has the day throws at them into their stride and continues on without so much as an acknowledgement sometimes, or an acknowledgement of gratitude or thanks. And oftentimes they're considered, the work that they do is almost inconsequential. Nothing riles me more than when someone says, "I'm just a mum," or "just a housewife." Because I know to a greater degree what that entails. But we so don't honor the fact that what women do as mothers is so incredible, is so amazing. And so this Mother's Day, I truly want to honor mothers. Our sacred text is from John 16:21. And it says, a woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. I think that is so true, that our mothers forget the pain and all of the distress and all of the anguish and the angst that certainly new mothers, and I think most mothers, go through. And I think we forget, even in the 21st century, that giving birth is still dangerous. And how across our globe and our world, many mothers die in childbirth. So this morning, as we honor mothers in the UK, and whilst it may not be mothering Sunday in the rest of the world, we will honor all mothers across our globe. I want to share two poems for you that I think honor our mothers. M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she is growing old. T is for the tears she shed to save me. H is for her heart of purest gold. E is for her eyes with love light shining. R means right, and right she'll always be. Put them together, they spell mother, a word that means the world to me. That was by Howard Johnson. My second is by Nikita Gill, who says, the water of her womb, your first home, the body she pulled apart to welcome you to the world, the spirit in you she helped grow with all she knew, the heart that she gave you when yours fell apart. You are her soft miracle. So she gave you her eyes to see the best in the world. You carry your mother in your eyes. Make her proud of all she watches you do. My science of mind reading is entitled Your First Teacher. The first quote comes from Henry Ward Beecher. The mother's heart is the child's schoolroom. The second quote comes from Anna Holmes, Ernest Holmes' mother. Life is a school which all must attend, the same intelligence being in each. It is the task and high privilege of the individual to so develop his God-given powers that he shall not remain in the kindergarten, but may, by practical use of the lessons learned in this grade, lessons of the need to manifest love, joy, harmony, peace, and poise, go on to each advancing grade, ever increasing in the knowledge and understanding of the one who is in all, over all, and through all. The author writes, your first teacher was your mother, whose arms were created to bring you peace and comfort, her heart to give you love so you might find your own. Her blood connected you to your ancestors so you would never be alone in this world. You were not kept forever in the confines of your yard, but sent into this world to find your strength, which may have been the bravest thing your mother ever did. She let you go to your self-discovery. Mothers are walking, breathing miracles. Your mother sacrificed so much for you to enter the world. This day is to remind you to find the gratitude in your depth and express it mom's way. Allow positive mother memories to activate your heart so your love connection beyond time and space becomes a delivery system for what is more beautiful than flowers. The maternal nurturing energy of the feminine is not bound by birth or gender. Let your love and appreciation go forth from you to all those amazing expressions of God's love, those spiritual mothers who help birth your soul's journey with their grace, the ones who encouraged you when you were down, you were there, who were there for you when your heart and soul ached, and who reminded you that you are a child of God. Mother's Son, Mothering Sunday is not just about acknowledging our biological mothers, but our adoptive mothers and those mothering influences that truly nurtured and cared and expressed the love that I believe is the divine love that God has for us. My story this morning is simply a beautiful reminder of how generous and expansive and expressive a mother's love is. And the author writes, "We lived in the Bronx, all seven of us kids, and my single mom. It was mid-January and a huge snowstorm hit. The snow was so thick, the highways came to a complete stop. We lived half a block from the highway. The darkness of the night was approaching. There were several cars stuck with people and their families and or pets inside. Mom stood up and said to my brother, 'I will open my house to the stranded people on the highway.' She said, 'Please go to them and invite them to our house.' We had 13 families come. Our living room was covered in sleeping bags, blankets, and pillows. In the morning, we had 3 pots of coffee, 1 huge pot of hot chocolate, bacon, eggs, and warm French bread. Everyone showed such gratitude. Mom's acts of kindness and humanity were so profound to me. She showed us all the selflessness of helping others." That was submitted by Diana Allen. I think that is the generosity of mothers. I know certainly growing up, my mother would never allow you to come to our home, and if it was dinner time, to share food with you, or even if it wasn't, to offer you something to eat, something to drink. I know that I have inherited her hospitality and her desire and love to always want to feed people. And whilst sometimes our relationships with our mothers can be stormy, we can always reflect back on something, some memory, some remembrance of them that reminds us of their good, of their love, and of what they gave to us. I still quote some of the things that my mother used to tell me, sometimes in jest and sometimes simply because they had truth and merit to them. Only the other day I was saying and speaking to a friend when we were discussing how different upbringings are today's children and our own upbringing. And one of the things my mother would often say to me, if I would ask for something and we knew that the money was tight, she would ask me, did I think she had a money tree in the back garden? Or her other one was, money doesn't grow on trees. And I came across some other mum's sayings that I so resonated with, that I'm sure you will. They're universal. It's almost as if there's an invisible handbook for mum's sayings that they tell us. And always, if my mother was definitely the matriarch of the family, but she would do this thing of when you asked her something, she would say, go ask your father. And which would obviously, when you go and ask your father, he would say, go and ask your mother. And so you would be ping-ponging between the two of them. Oh, if I had done something wrong and she had punished me, or I was starting to cry, the constant phrase would be, I'll give you something to cry about, which would make you soon, quickly, stop the tears. But other things that mums would say, I remember if I'd be crossing my eyes, she would tell me that the wind would change and I'd stay like that. But I know that all of us have some memories that we can think about our mothers, some reflection. And we must remember, they didn't come We didn't come with a handbook, a guide to how to be the perfect mother. So always, I believe, they did the best that they could with where they were in consciousness. And also acknowledging and recognizing how much of how they treated or brought up their children were based on how they were treated and how they were brought up. And sometimes it takes a while to recognize. And I've shared with you before, and I've shared with many friends, there are things that we as adults are still expressing because of how we were brought up. Some of the things are still challenging for us and show up in different ways and shapes and forms and how we are in our relationships. But always, always, irrespective of whatever it is we might be going through, experiencing or expressing, we know that we are at choice. We know that always we can change anything or anything that is not in alignment with who we were created to be as children of the Most High God. Whilst our mothers gave birth to us, I'm always reminded of the Khalil Gibran who said, they came through you, but they come from God. My other Khalil Gibran quote that I want to share today says, Mother, the most beautiful word on the lips of mankind. So we know that truly when we look at the qualities and the traits of motherhood, their hearts, their faith, their steadfast love, that they're truly God's angels here on this earth, that they are expressions of the divine love. And so, my beloved, as we take a moment to go within, to honor our mothers, to honor the gifts of life that they gave us. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. We know that God, the Alpha and the Omega, is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. So always as we bring our attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation, the contraction, and the expansion. I'd like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. Let us take the next three breaths, being conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in the life-giving, energizing breath of God. Hold. Now for our second deep breath, inhale. Slowly. And for our third and final deep breath in, inhale. Slowly, gently. I'd like you to place your hand on your heart Take a moment to feel its beat and to acknowledge with gratitude how that beat is pumping the blood around your body. Now as you inhale, affirm, this is my breath as I breathe in love. Exhale, affirm, this is my breath as I breathe out cruelty. Inhale, affirm, this is my breath as I breathe in joy. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out impatience. Now place your hands on your kidneys, your lower back. Take a moment to acknowledge gratitude, the work of the kidneys as it eliminates the waste and toxic substances out of the body. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in gentleness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out fear. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in calmness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out stress. Now place your hands on your liver on the right side of your body under the rib cage. Take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude how the liver is so amazing. It detoxifies the blood and combats infections. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in kindness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out anger. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in generosity. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out frustration. Place your hands on your lungs. Take a moment to acknowledge the gratitude for the work of the lungs. It takes in the air from the outside, takes the oxygen and circulates it around in your bloodstream. I always remind you that we can go for days or weeks without food or water, but we can only go for moments without the breath. So take a moment to honor the work that the lungs do. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in honesty. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out depression. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in courage. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out sadness. Place your hand on your stomach. Take a moment just to be so grateful for the work that the stomach does. Acknowledge it. It takes in the food, it stores it, it mixes it, it breaks it down. You need it for energy and sustenance. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in fairness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out anxiety. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in trust. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out worry. And whilst we've acknowledged both the positive and the less positive emotions that we store in our organs, let us also remember to acknowledge all of the systems within our body, the immune, the endocrine, the nervous, the muscular, the cardiovascular, the urinary, the integumentary, the digestive, all of these systems we need that function without us consciously directing them. So now affirm, the divine within me is wholeness. And my mind reflects this wholeness into every organ, every function, every action, every reaction of my physical being, renewing it after the perfect pattern, the Christ within me. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer this morning. We know that God is spirit, energy, the life force whose center is everywhere and circumference is nowhere. We live, move, and have our being, the divine omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence that is spirit. The divine beloved, the ground of being, the absolute mystery. Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into your presence this morning, giving thanks for all mothers, all mothering influences, all biological and adoptive mothers, those mothers that are with us and those mothers that are with you. We honor them now. We acknowledge our gratitude for all that they have done for us in giving us life, in nurturing, cherishing, and growing us, that we might become the people that we were meant to be. We ask for special blessings upon all mothers this morning, whether they are with us or with you. We honor all mothers. We honor and cherish all that they brought to us, all that they gave us unselfishly and unstintingly. For those mothers who may have been less than perfect or ideal, we hold compassion and forgiveness in our hearts for them. And for the mothers who are struggling now in war-torn countries, for mothers who are struggling trying to feed their children, or protect them from bullets and bombs, for mothers who are trying to educate their children the best way that they can, for the mothers that are here that might be separated from their children for one reason or another, we hold in our hearts all mothers at this time, and we ask blessings upon blessings upon blessings for them, that they be filled with the love, with the peace, with the joy, with all that they desire and more. That they may know, even if they're not appreciated or cherished by their children, that you love, appreciate, and cherish them. That they have fulfilled that which they were purposed, and that you are pleased and very pleased with them. Mother, Father, God, for anything I have failed to ask for our mothers, I know you will not fail to bless. For it is your good pleasure to bestow the love, the everlasting love, the eternal love upon them. There is so much that is happening in our world at this time. It seems sometimes that all that we're being shown is limited and negative. But we know the truth, that the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world and those that dwell therein. So we take our attention away from the media, from all that's being broadcast and the doom, and remember that this is your world. But as we co-create with you, we need to hold in our consciousness that which we desire for our world, a world where peace and happiness, contentment, equality and justice prevail, a world that works for everyone, where every need is met, a world where one is not judged by the color of their skin, or their religion, or their sexual orientation, a world where oneness and acceptance prevail. We will focus on bringing that world here on this earth at this time. As always, we bring the world leaders into our prayer and ask blessings of wisdom and guidance and direction for them, for all the peoples of the world, for all that they're experiencing and going through. We hold them in our hearts at this time, asking that their needs be met in perfect and timely ways. Mother, Father, God, if there's anything I've failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. For it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom that contains all joy, all peace, all love. And now I'd like to share a Mother's Day prayer for all mothers. Loving God, we give thanks today for mothers. Thank you for mothers who gave birth to us and women who have treated us as their own children. You teach us how to be good mothers, cherishing and protecting the children among us. Help us mother lovingly, fairly, wisely, and with great joy. Help us raise our children to be the people they were born to be. We need your comfort here today, God, because some are missing mothers, some are missing children. Some are parted by distance or death. Comfort those who have given up their children for adoption or who chose not to give birth and had an abortion. Comfort those who long to be biological mothers and could not. We pray for those here whose mothers have disappointed them. We ask for grace in relationships where there is pain and bitterness, for healing in relationships where there is abuse and violence. Let our community be a space where people can feel mothered, their gifts and talents appreciated and nurtured. Finally, we praise today for the mothers around the world, mothers who cannot feed their children, mothers who are homeless or without a homeland, mothers who must teach their children about the dangers of bombs and bullets. Help us create a world where mothers can raise their children in peace and plenty. God of mothers, who created mothers, who came as a child and had a mother, God our mother, loving us with a sweeter and deeper love than we have ever known, hear our prayer this day. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wriggle your fingers and affirm, I open myself to the oneness of all of life. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm, I radiate love to all who I meet. Bring your hands together as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that affirm the quality of life I want. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards and affirm, I'm continuously grateful for all my blessings, seen and unseen. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists and affirm, I let go of any real or perceived shortcomings I may have. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our Buddhist meditations and science of mind affirmations. I'm sorry, I seem to have trouble this morning unmuting the phone, so please affirm right where you are. Our science of mind affirmation, I'm grateful to all spiritual godmothers who helped love me into life. Buddhist reflections. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe, contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful, may they be free. A prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without, eternal and unceasingly. So, this is the last Sunday in March, so our women's history will come to an end. So I'd like to share with you Beulah Louise Henry, born 1887 to 1973. She was an American innovator nicknamed Lady Edison. For the many devices she invented to make daily life a bit simpler and easier. Her wide range of inventions included a hair curler, the first bobbin-free sewing machine, a tool that allowed users to create multiple copies of a document on a typewriter without the use of carbon paper, a vacuum ice cream freezer, and a new method of stuffing dolls, among many others. If she could imagine it, she would create it. Over the course of her life, Beulah received almost 50 patents and is credited with around 110 total inventions. Amazing lady. A rumination. Rumi says, we are born of love. Love is our mother. As we draw to the close of our Sunday soul, my benediction for Mothering Sunday, for the mothering of mothers and the mothering of fathers, for the mothering of others, Mother God, we give you thanks. For those who act as midwife to our hopes, for those who nurse us through our pain, for those who nurture, strengthen, and guide us, Mother God, we give you thanks. For those who gently push us from the nest, for those who welcome us home, for those who become our family, Mother God, we give you thanks. So just to remind you, as Thursdays always, we have our 10 of 10, our midweek prayer top-up. And my closing song today is a beautiful song entitled Mother by Sugarland. Enjoy. Sorry about that.
Children, see the friends rolling on the welcome net. She loves you back all night when you cry. Listen to you tell your story, hold your fear and all your words, help you find the truth and never. got all I need. Even my hope is she keeps trying. She's your mother, you love. It won't be another place like a new cold. She's handy, healthy. There's nothing she won't do as long as she's alive. You're not alone. You got each other. That's your mother. She fixed all the broken things. Your love, she's got a ring to give to you. She hopes you give away. She don't care who you give it to. Where they're from, if they pray like you, as long as they are good to you, that's enough. First thing she taught you was love is love. She's your mother, you love. There won't be another place like her again that you call home. She's fancy, healthy. There's nothing she won't do. That's your mother. When you fail her with your brain, crying in the carelessness you made, she'll make you clean it up yourself and offer you a little help. Dry your weary eyes and mess. She'll look at you and know you can do better. She's your mother, you love. There won't be another place like her again that you call home. She's standing, healthy. There's nothing she won't do as long as she's alive. You're not alone. Fever's in your heart, she's always known.
Thank you. I apologize for my interruptions. That was Sugarland and Mother. Beloved, whatever you're doing today, I wish you a very happy Mother's Day and a blessed and peace-filled Sunday. Peace and blessings.